As Central Queensland braced for the meat in the middle of the weather sandwich conditions that sort of panned out, but we kept a good eye on it for you with the Bureau all through the week. We had so much other things to get to, Pinky.
We caught up with Sue from Yeppoon, who was doing her 100th plasma donation.
Wow.
What a legend. So proud of her. And we caught up with Gaz, who actually dropped us off some fabulous, lovely gifts from the UK.
Yes. And Madonna, what she's doing lately seems to be a bit of a gift to the world as well. We'll find out. And I oust the tech guy. Ooh. I revealed his very well-kept secret, and you'll know it too with Triple M's Banksy and Pinky.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast, only on Triple M. Hit subscribe now.
Another old mate of the show.
Oh, yes.
Is Sue from Yeppoon, who joins us this morning. Good morning, Sue.
Hey, Sue.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Now, I just need to let the rest of CQ know that you actually stay in touch with us via our Facebook page, Triple M Central Queensland, and you are a regular blood and plasma donor.
That's correct.
Firstly, yes.
Yes.
Well done.
So, of course, we love
nice.
Your work.
Community.
Now, I did send a sneaky message because you let me know that you were coming up to your 100th donation. And as it turns out, I believe you're doing this today.
Yeah, it was going to be in a couple of weeks' time, but because of this rain, we're not working. So I thought I'd bring it forward.
Oh, my goodness.
Today is the day.
100 donations. 100. What are we donating? Plasma or blood?
Ooh.
Plasma today.
Wow.
That is just insanely cool.
Yes.
Really
so
is.
I guess we just wanted to call through to congratulate you on this and ask a few more questions, such as how long have you been donating to get to this number?
I started back in 1994. Mm. I was only doing, this was in Gladstone when I first moved to Gladstone, and I only did blood back then, doing it three or four times a year. But I had a few years off in between because a couple of times I had tattoos, and back then you had to wait 12 months if you got a tattoo. And then I was on some medication for a while for a thyroid condition, so there was another 6 years gone because I couldn't donate. But now that's all good, and I started back again. And then when I was moved to Yeppoon, I was going to the Rocky one, and they do plasma at Rocky, so they got me to do some plasma. And so I mainly do plasma. I only do blood once a year because my stored iron levels are a little bit low.
Yeah,
my iron levels are fine. It's just the stored iron levels or something as we get older.
You learn about this stuff, don't you? You get quite nerdy about all the fun facts you learn when you're a donor.
Facts and figures can be fun too.
I love
them.
Yeah.
So if they're desperate, because I've got O positive, so it's fairly common. So if they're desperate, I'll do it only once a year, and then the rest of the time I usually go every sort of three or four weeks if I can to do the plasma.
Wow,
that is so good. Look, just to take you back, you've been giving blood for as long as Forrest Gump has been out. For the year you decided to start giving blood, The Sign was the number one Billboard charting song from
That's
Ace of Base. So, like, you know what?
Yeah.
This is a 90s girl who has just modernised everything up for the 2022s, right?
That's right.
I love this.
And how do you find your donating experience, Sue?
No problem. I've never had to wait. I've always been straight in.
Yeah.
Sit down. A couple of times I've had a bit of issue getting veins on because I like to alternate my arms because they've got lots
like that.
Holes. And then they sometimes I've got to walk out, but sometimes with bandages on both arms.
Yeah.
And then I love to sit down for the cup of tea and a chat with the lovely volunteers there. And
I know, right? The team are awesome.
I always have to grab an extra cookie for my husband. who likes the cookies.
I think they're a fabulous team.
And you're an inspiration. You are too.
Lovely to remind everyone,
And so congratulations on the 100th plasma and blood donation for today. It's enough to make you faint.
Thank you so much for sharing the moment with us. Enjoy your donation today. I'm sure you'll get a photo with a special 100 donation card, and you might get a new badge, mightn't you? New pin. Fantastic.
Yeah.
And because about 50% of the appointments are being cancelled due to people still contracting COVID at the moment, they're still really desperate for people to go and donate. So jump online, see if you're eligible with Lifeblood this morning. Thanks again, Sue. Well done.
Thank you. Bye.
You're getting a note from the Queen sometime soon.
To congratulate your veins.
It's on the way.
What else has been happening this week with Banksy and Pinky on Triple MCQ?
Everyone who works in a workplace, there's a good chance that you've got someone in your workplace who's the tech dude or the tech guy, the tech girl.
Yes.
So we also have this. In fact, they're fairly busy around the Triple M studios,
well,
are they not?
We've had them forever. Yeah. So other places have now got computers, but radio yep. has needed tech people
yep, with
forever.
All the, with all the Zoom stuffs going on and your Microsoft team connections, you got to make sure all your tech's working fine.
We even have transmitter signs.
I know, right?
Anyway, yeah. We have anal probes. No, that's South Park.
No, been doing this since the 80s as well. So I've discovered yesterday through a series of technical problems, our tech guy's got a little secret.
What is this secret?
So, like yesterday, you'll know I was at home, working from home.
Yeah.
And because, you know, there's a few connection issues here and there. Yeah. I couldn't, you know, connect to this program and that program. And,
always going to have those fun times.
I'm on the line with our tech guy. I'm not going to say his name, but it's Chester.
Yeah.
So I'm on the line with Chester.
Love Chester.
Yeah, love him. Great. And he's just, you know, taking me through all of the thing. Okay, yeah. And can I get access to your thing? And he does all his little computer stuff, and it's great, and it's working fine, and nothing he was suggesting was actually working. So we're struggling to try to find what the problem was in this tech world, and I'm no help, clearly. I'm just, hey, mate, something doesn't work properly.
Yeah, you're
in
a man cave. That's probably half the problem. But dinosaur.
So we went through all this series of things, and then right at the end, he accidentally revealed his little secret to me. What? And I'm going to share it with you right now. Mm. When your tech guy says to you, turn it off and then on again, that actually works! Wow!
You mean you got told to do something, Banksy, so you did it?
Yes!
I'm even more shocked.
And it worked. The moment it came back online, everything worked again. So, yeah, you joke about it, right? But that is an actual tech thing. It works. It really works. It's also been the connection issues I've had with my wife as well. I'll get the first part right. I can turn off with the best of them. Just after that's the issue.
That was wild. Let's get down to it. Let's find out what else Banksy and Pinky have been up to.
Good morning, Triple M. Who's this?
It's Gaz. How are you doing?
Gaz!
Oh, my
man.
God.
Mate. Firstly, for everyone who doesn't know, Gaz dropped off a Banksy and Pinky pack, I guess you could call it. Thank you. Do we want to go through what's in this pack really quickly? You've given me all this great Liverpool stuff.
Well, I want to know about his trip. Obviously, he's gone home.
But Banksy, the first thing you need to know, it's not from me. It's from a lifelong Liverpool fan called Dave Marshall.
Yeah,
Who's our next door neighbour.
Oh, he's been, really?
He's been a fan since before you were born.
Yeah, yes.
And I was telling him about you, and he said, oh, I've got some stuff upstairs he can have for his man cave. So
oh,
there you go.
Cave,
yeah. So I'm a refuse tip now.
Basically.
But hey, I've got to say, the Liverpool jersey in there, mate. Thank you. Wow.
No problem, buddy. You wear it at the weekend.
Mate, I'm wearing it right now. Are you kidding me?
Oh, I got a Strawberry Fields magnet because, of course, we talk about the Beatles. And you've put in the note here that ethical tourism in Liverpool, all profits from Strawberry Fields go to the Salvos, not Apple.
Yep.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
That is absolute. I did not know there before I went. And I was just so impressed by that. And the best thing about the place is you can have a ride in John Lennon's old Rolls Royce, Rolls Royce.
Psychedelic Rolls. Did you do that?
I didn't know. It was fully booked.
Oh,
oh well, but there you go.
Wow.
You're welcome to them, especially sort of Banksy, because it's a big weekend for Liverpool this weekend.
Well, look, I wasn't going to go into it, but, yeah, it all lies on what happens results-wise this weekend,
and
right?
And let me check my memory is correct. You are a nurse, aren't you, Gaz?
I am, yeah.
Yes, so a very belated
happy
International Nurses,
Nurses Day
for yesterday. We were thinking of you.
Thank you very much. I had a lovely day. Hey, listen, the words for words for today are persisting down.
Yeah. That could, like, also cover the election coverage as well, couldn't it?
I'm bored already.
Subscribe now to stay up to date. Banksy and Pinky on Triple MCQ.
Madonna is back into the news with her weird stuff she does. Wow.
As we said early in her career, She was controversial.
Yeah, she loved that, didn't she? Loved being talked about.
Yeah,
like
but
that.
She was allowing, giving permission for women to talk about all sorts of things, sexuality, how you feel about yourself. But now...
Material things.
It's not feeling controversial in the right way.
Well
it's gone strange.
Well, let's try to re-judge Madge here. Okay. 63-year-old, you know, 80s pop icon. Yeah. Teamed up with a bunch of people called Non-Fungible Token Extraordinaire. NTE, they're calling themselves. This one's called the Mother of Creation. So you're saying, okay, what's she done that's so controversial? She's taken a 3D scanner of her vagina and she's auctioning it off. That's about in a... I don't want to say nutshell, but that's it.
In a clamshell.
Yeah. So,
oh, wow.
And
someone's going to buy that.
When queried on Madonna, why, she says, I wanted to investigate the concept of creation, not only the way a child enters the world through a woman's vagina, but also the way an artist gives birth to creativity, she said in a statement.
Okay.
And I just wanted to have a 3D scan of my thing. So,
Yeah. Did she eat the placenta after as well?
Oh, my gosh.
You know, that's what we do, to be artistic.
I'm just thinking of, like, the person in control of that 3D printer. It's like, oh, no, just to the left. Okay, what sort of pose would you need to...
Oh, I know.
I mean, there's so many more questions that I don't want answered.
Yeah, I think that's what... I'm a little bit in cringe zone because, like I said, she did so much positive stuff in the day.
Yeah.
And now it's gone just really weird and strange, and I did unfollow her from Instagram because I can't deal.
Yeah, and you're right. It has been a series of
it's not empowering. It's
why is she doing this?
Yeah,
there's a big why.
And then there's this whole thing of you can't judge another woman for the work she's had done, but she does look 20 and she just has a strange face.
No, I think
it's
that's
not
right.
What we remember.
Unless you're getting your vagina scanned by a 3D printer, then you're up. I don't care.
See, she's 63, so it just makes me wonder. I feel like people, you know, as they are now, like I'm 42, it's like some of your traits just get exacerbated as you get older.
Like my mum's just going to save more money.
She's just gone really weird in this area. So yeah. I'm like curious about what are my traits that are going to get really exaggerated and weird when I'm 63.
I'm thinking just like Madonna.
That's it for now. Catch Banksy and Pinky weekday mornings from 6 to 9 a.m. on Triple MCQ or subscribe here to get all the best bits.